The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you probably heard in the last little while, the actress Maggie Smith has passed away at the age of 89. So well known to many of you for her roles more recently in Harry Potter movies and Downton Abbey. I mentioned earlier that for some reason, Maggie Smith, when I hear the name, the movie Hook is what jumps into my head. Sister Act, I think it was, for somebody else on the team, which maybe just betrays what generation we belong to. Henry McKean, who else, has been getting reaction from her fans, regardless of their generation.
Rest in peace to Professor McGonagall. Like, childhood memories right there.
So for you,
it's a terrible thing.
Dame Maggie Smith was Harry Potter.
She was a part of it, yeah. One of the big characters in it. One of the big main inspirations of the older characters, like Snape and all. She was one of the main ones.
And how old are you?
I'm only going 19.
So she made an impact on you. And she died today, age 89.
All the greats are gone. Darth Vader just died there a couple of days ago.
I know my mum will be absolutely devastated because she was a staple in English and drama periods and the Harry Potter series, of course. Yeah, it's a sad day, of course. She played the strict, overbearing person to an absolute T.
And yeah. Your mum was a fan?
My mum was a big fan, yeah. She played some good roles in the kind of Shakespeare-type dramas and all that. And she was always a good chat show guest.
My maiden name was McGonagall.
And you don't go by the name of Professor McGonagall?
Well in my 80s, so...
So you're well in your 80s?
Yes, we're talking to an old lady now.
And the fact that Dame Maggie, she kept going until 89 years of age and she was still working.
Oh, well, good for her, yeah. I can see myself working at 89 because I'm 80-odd now. 80 plus, 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 plus.
You do know I mean to involve you in the running of the estate.
Oh, don't worry. There are plenty of hours in the day. And, of course, I'll have the weekend.
We'll discuss this later. We mustn't bore the ladies.
What is a weekend?
What is a weekend? The great Maggie Smith there in Downton Abbey, of course. Bill Hughes is with me. Bill, he's a television producer with Mind the Gap Films. And Stephen Ray with me as well. Stephen, you will have seen with Maggie Smith last year in the movie The Miracle Club. You're both very welcome. Bill, I understand you have obviously seen her on screen. You've seen her live and in the flesh, and you've met her. Is that right?
Yeah, I met her in the late 80s. I was doing a book show for ITV called The Right Stuff, W-R-I-T-E, The Right Stuff, best-selling writers in their homes. And I was shooting a piece for it in a bookshop in Muswell Hill. And there was Maggie Smith buying books. And everything was going great until the cameraman arrived and there was a camera, and suddenly she seemed panic stricken and she was leaving. And she said to me, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, as if we were really intruding. And I said, oh, we're just doing a piece for a book show for television. Oh, television, a book show, really?
She almost sounds like the kind of the dowager from Downton, the way she's talking to you.
She was kind of perturbed that we would see her in shot when she had no makeup on. So she dashed out the door, but she was very, very camera shy, not at all. The doing anything starry or not. Like, I mean, some actors, as soon as there's a camera, Jesus Christ, they just light up. It's like you put a candle in them. I think Stephen Ray might belong to the Maggie Smith school, who shies away. Is that right?
Stephen is with us now. Stephen, I don't know how much of that story you heard of Maggie Smith kind of scurrying out of the bookshop in the UK when Bill was there making a show, a TV show about a book buying. What are your own memories of Maggie Smith? Because like I said earlier, you only last year people would have seen you on screen with her in The Miracle Club.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's sort of the only time I worked with her. But I met her occasionally, and I met her at a funeral of John Moffat, who was a great actor who she worked with a lot in Olivier's National Theatre in England, you know, and they were great figures. I mean, the actors then were great because the thing was, because Olivier was an actor, he only hired brilliant actors. You know, when it came to the Cambridge graduate school of being doing a running a theater, they always had bad actors. You know, but Olivier, you had to be good, and these guys were fantastic. You know, and she played Desdemona to his Olivier's Othello. In fact, he was almost one of the last white people who ever played Othello. And she told that story. She went into his dressing room, you know. He'd always been telling her that her diction wasn't good enough, you know, and she had to get it all straightened out. And she came in and he was putting on his Othello makeup, and she said, "How now, brown cow?" And he didn't get the joke. He said, "Your vowels are improving." but she was like, she was just witty all the time, you know. I mean, just gas, you know. And I don't think I had a scene with her in the film we just did, but it was just to have some time off with her was great, you know, to sit around and wait to be called and everything. She was a truly, truly brilliant and great actress, you know. And she took it very, very seriously. And I mean, I think the kids here love her, don't they? Because of what's it called?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but because I'm always a bit unnerved by public school things, you know. And It's all a bit of a thing set in public schools, isn't it? They all get in the train.
Well, it's a version of that, basically, with a bit of magic thrown in. But it's the classic English public school boy story.
It is, really. That's what it is, and I feel very remote from that experience, you know. But most English people are attached to it in some way, you know. But she was brilliant in it. Of course she was, and Harris was brilliant, you know. And then Gambon, when he took over, they were great, you know. And anyway, she was utterly fabulous on stage and on screen. And I was very shocked to hear that she had died, because last year when I worked with her, I thought, well, she'll live forever, you know. But, Sadly, no.
What's the Desdemona line? Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not. Let me live tonight. Anyway, remember it there as you mentioned the role. Bill, you know, there is a whole generation of people listening for whom she is just kind of Professor McGonagall. You heard the person Henry spoke to, a poor Professor McGonagall. And Darth Vader died, is what he said as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess all that theatre work and successful theatre work, like, you know, was she a Tony Award winner as well?
Yeah, I saw her in that play. It was called Lettuce and Lovage. And it was a two-hander with Anne Staliebrath. And they did it in the West End first. And she won the Olivier for it. And then it moved to Broadway and she won the Tony for it. But that was long after she'd already been a double Oscar winner. Like, she had two Oscars from the 70s, Best Actress for The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, which everybody should watch. And another film, the only parts of the film worth watching are the ones with her in it, and that's called California Suite. And she won the Best Supporting Actress for that. Her and Michael Caine having a ding-dong in a hotel room at the Oscars is really, really funny, sparkling wit, written by Neil Simon. But she's... like, there are so many films in her canon that need to be seen. Like Travels with My Aunt is a Room with a View. Somebody mentioned Sister Act, but the best Exotic Marigold Hotel from 2012 is just a beautiful film, and she's wonderful in it and plays it so well. And then The Lady in the Van, which was just a fantastic story, based on a true story of a woman literally living in a van on a street in London. So she's done such a breadth of stuff. that it seems a shame that she's only known by a generation for her Harry Potter stuff and for her Downton Abbey stuff, because the richness of the career is there. And any time a movie shows up on telly that has Maggie Smith in it, you can be pretty sure it's a good one.
Yeah, listen, lots of people kind of sharing recommendations. That last one that's just popped up here. I love Maggie in a Room with a View, one of those you mentioned, Bill, worth the watch. Listen, thanks a million, Bill and Stephen, for taking the time to chat to us today. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, and Stephen Ray, who, like I said, you would have seen only last year in the Miracle Club with Maggie Smith.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.